Translation with a small purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. At that very moment, the Lord, who is called Padmanabha because of the lotus grown from His navel and who is the delight of the righteous, learned about the insult offered by His own servants to the saints. Accompanied by His spouse, the goddess of fortune, he went to the spot on those very feet soaked by the recluses and great sages. Please repeat after me. At that very moment, the Lord, who is called Padmanabha, because of the lotus grown from His navel, and who is the delight of the righteous, learned about the insult offered by His own servants to the saints. Accompanied by His spouse, the goddess of fortune, he went to the spot on those very feet soaked by the recluses and great sages. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord declares that His devotees cannot be vanquished at any time. The Lord could understand that the quarrel between the doorman and the sages was taking a different turn, and therefore He instantly came out of His place and went to the spot to stop further aggravation so that His devotees, the doorman, might not be vanquished for good. Umagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakeya chakshur militam jena tasmai sri gurave namah. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangalam gayate girim yat kripatamam vande shi guru dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By His mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And again, by His mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on Srimad Bhagavatam today. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanda Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Vaskata Dizatarine. Vanchakalpadruvyascha kripasindhuvyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. At that very moment, the Lord, who is called Padmanabha because of the lotus grown from His navel and who is the delight of the righteous, learned about the insult offered by His own servants to the saints. Accompanied by His spouse, the goddess of fortune, he went to the spot on those very feet sought by the recluses and great sages. Been very busy in the past few days. Another chance to prepare for this class, but on the content of this purport, we'll try to say something. This is very interesting pastime. You can see that the Lord, nobody can understand the mind of the Lord. Akunda Medase. Nobody can check the mind of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explains somewhere in the Bhagavatam. And also the mind of a pure devotee. But mainly the mind of the Lord. What's going on? What is his plan? Now we have this exchange between the servants of Lord Narayan on the border of the Vaikuntha planet, who are very dear to Lord Narayan. Otherwise Lord Narayan wouldn't have come to the spot. But he carried himself on his lotus feet to the spot out of love for his servants, because his servants, they offered an offense. Instead of offering a warm welcome to the four Kumaras, they blocked them. And that's very rude. It's like someone once come to the temple and see Krishna. And then a devotee, so-called the servant of Radha Gokulananda, blocks them. Sometimes we have people, they have no ticket to come to the festival. They have to be turned back. I meet a lot of those people. Some of them, when I do book distribution, disappointed, offended. And I apologize to them. And I tell them, please forgive us, forgive me. Because it's no good feeling to be turned away. You know? Everybody has the right to come and see Krishna. Otherwise, the term that Srila Prabhupada left behind is just an empty word, you know, that he built the house where the old world can live in. And this house, it's not just for his servants, but it's also for those who rise themselves from the conditioned platform. The four Kumaras, they were actually conditioned from this material world, but they were by the deeds of their austerity, they became perfect, and then by the smell of the incense from offered to Krishna, they became purified, pure devotee, and they wanted to see Krishna. So Kripa Siddhi or Sadhana Siddhi, you can say. They were not Nitya Siddhi, the four Kumaras. So when someone comes from the cold, from the rain, we should give them shelter. Now, this combination of exchange, this exchange between the servants of Lord Narayan and the saints, the four Kumaras, it's not something that happened by chance. It is said at some point, whether before or after, when I was Brahmachari, I studied the Bhagavatam, so that's why sometimes I don't prepare for class, because I remember what I wrote down, and I remember the pastime. The catalyst person behind all this event to instigate the servants of Lord Narayan, Jayan Vijay, to commit an offense, that was instigated by the Lord. He was the cause. Sarva Karana Karanam is the cause of everything. Why did he do that? Very naughty. Krishna felt a little bit, Narayan, a bit guilty. What have I done? Because he had a desire, he can see the future. He had a desire to come into this world and perform some pastimes, and had a desire to fight. But he cannot fight with the mortal people. He cannot. It says that mortal people, materialist people, they can never have a pastimes with Krishna in this world. They have to be chosen by Krishna to be in his pastimes. Even in 5,000 years ago, all those who saw Krishna, it was not by chance, but because of millions of austerity, and so they had on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, those who had been killed by Krishna, by Arjuna, they saw Krishna, they all went back home, back to Gaudet. They were all chosen by Krishna. It says in the Bhagavatam that Krishna never comes in contact and gives his darshan to the crude materialistic people, those who are conditioned. Hands up, anyone who can see Krishna. You can see Krishna. You're a very lucky man. How do you see him? Do you talk to him? Krishna is everywhere, yes. Do you see him in person and talk to him? You see him. Very nice. That's beautiful. So, except few who are very lucky, but most of us, we can't see him. I'm less fortunate than you. I'm not being sarcastic, but for 46 years I haven't seen Krishna yet. But hopefully I will one day see him face to face, like you do. Bless me that I will see him. Now, where were we? The Lord, he wanted to perform some fighting pastimes. And therefore, he instigated the servants to make this offense. And then he came to patch up the situation, to stop the escalation, because it could have become worse. As I say in the previous verse, it could have become worse. An offense to Sandali people, it's not tolerable by the Lord. And Then again, the Lord, even those devotees who make offenses, here we're talking about two sets of devotees. Yeah? Nobody is bad. Jai and Vijay, they are innocent. We call them a demon. Sometimes, you know, devotees, they despise Jagai, Madai, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. But it took me 46 years to offer them recognition and respect for what they did. They came into this world to give a pleasure to Krishna. And they're not demons. That's my opinion. They gave a pleasure to Krishna on the order of the Lord. They came to give a pleasure to Krishna, to fight. And Krishna, he uses his own devotee to perform his pastimes. Because no one in this world is qualified to fight with Krishna. So he has to choose the best. And he teaches them a lesson for us to learn. It's not that they need a lesson to become perfect. Jai and Vijay were already devotees of Lord Narayan, servants. But Prabhupada used the example of the mother-in-law who wants to teach a lesson to the daughter-in-law. So she chastised her own daughter. Why? Because the daughter is more close to the mother and she takes the chastisement. So Jai and Vijay, they're more close to Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan, so they can take the chastisement. Lord Narayan is chastising them to impart a lesson to the conditioned souls who, like us, who are the daughter-in-law. Just like Krishna chastised Arjuna, not because Arjuna was imperfect, but it was in the verse Chitta Sa Sarva Karmani Mai Sanyasi Matpara 1857. If you read there, you know, that Arjuna, he took the chastisement for the benefit of the living entities so that we can learn the Bhagavad Gita. Pravritim cha, navritim cha. We can learn from the exchange of Krishna, all the different avatars, killing those demons, we can learn from the pages of the Bhagavatam what to do and what not to do. Pravritim cha, navritim cha. Actions that we should do and actions that we should not do. Now, who is the culprit of all the chaos, catastrophe that these two so-called demons, they inflicted in this world for three lives. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Kija, Shishi Gornitai Kija, Shishi Taram Lakshmanamanji Kija. We blame them. That's our first reaction. We even nickname sometimes materialist people, oh, is Hiranyakashipu. They have a bad reputation. He's behaving like Hiranyakashipu, lusty man, or very greedy, or envious, or whatever. These poor Jai and Vijay, they've been seen as very bad demons. And anyone who behaves badly, they carry the nickname of of those personalities. And still we carry on criticizing them. But those who read the Bhagavatam, then they understand that deeply behind this truth, there is another truth, which is the will of Krishna. One time I asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj this question, and he said, that's quite an intelligent one. You're going deep, he said. I asked him, you know, Jayan Vijay, they got involved in so many sinful activities. They performed so many murders. They murdered, they raped. They did so much. And the demons, different demons, you know, when they came, they also performed a lot of killing, harassing demigods, and so are they responsible for this? Or who is responsible for all these sinful activities? Because let's not forget that Krishna, Narayan, he instigated them to fall down because he wanted to fight. So we can come to the conclusion and commit the sacrilege of pointing the allegation to the Lord. He is the culprit for making them to fall down and to commit all these atrocious activities, because it was the will of Lord Narayana. It was not their choice to commit the offense. The offense, it was made by the will of the Lord. He coerced their heart. Is it there in the Bhagavatam? Because Krishna wanted to fight. And so he arranged the whole thing. But it was quite an interesting question. But then Tamal Krishna Maharaj went even deep. And he said, in all those who were victimized by these demons, they deserved. Because of their karma, they deserved to be harassed or raped. It's just like sometimes we see a disabled person or someone who has some deficiency. Why? Is God unjust? We yam yam bapismaram bhavan tajyante ante kalevaram. Of course, when we preach, we never say, we don't want to preach very crudely to people and say, oh, you're suffering because of your bad karma. Oh, you've been born without legs because of your bad karma. We don't mention these things. And it's not really something nice to say to people. But then again, you know, yam yam vapismaram bhavan tajyante ante kalevaram. We all get what we deserve in lives, and including the body, the desires that we have, the condition that we have is from previous lives. We're carrying on on account of our sins. We are given a particular body, which is good or bad, and we have to accept it as a prasad. And That's why someone is beautiful, someone is ugly, someone is fat, someone is thin, someone is intelligent, someone is ignorant, someone is wealthy, someone is poor, someone is happy, someone is sad. All this doesn't happen by chance. It's all from prarabdha karma, from previous lives. But we, of course, we have to be very careful when we preach to never offend anybody according, you know, what kind of prasada they've been given. But prasada is the mercy of the Lord. Whatever situation we are in is by the mercy of the Lord. We all get what we deserve at the end of the day, but not what we desire. Of course, if you desire something, you have to, you know, to be beautiful or to be wealthy or to be famous or to be powerful. If we desire any of the six opulences of Krishna, he will fulfill our desire, but we have to earn it. It doesn't come like that, given. It's not given, you know, whimsically. We have to deserve it. Similarly, devotion, love towards Krishna, we have to deserve it. It comes with a price. Price of service and love. So the Lord, he arranged all this, but everything that he did, it was perfect. We cannot blame Krishna. We cannot blame Jayan Vijay. Whatever is going on in the spiritual world, we cannot understand. When the Lord comes and his devotees, they come, and they appear to be fighting each other, arguing to each other, we cannot understand. But we should take a lesson from it, to not do, you know, we should, what the acharya, they said, we should do what they say, but don't do what they do. So there is something to learn here. When the Lord performed his pastimes, you know, he recreated himself. He enjoyed fighting with his own devotees. And when he says, my devotee, on the first line of the Bhagavad Gita, my devotee will never vanquish, you know, he protected the servants, because these servants, they're not just servants, but they're devotees of Lord Narayan. So he wanted to protect them. So similarly, when we go out and preach, we shouldn't think, oh, these people, they're demons, karmi. I don't even know you. It took me 46 years to erase this word from my mind. I don't use anymore the words karmi. There's a lot of good people outside there, and they're all devotees of Krishna, but they are not aware that they're dormant. That's why we need a little bit of compassion and patience to wake them up. We wake them up with Harinam, with distributing them Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, some knowledge and some prasadam. That's why, otherwise Krishna is incorrect when he says in the Bhagavad Gita that one who preach this message to my devotees is very dear to me. Right? Is it correct? That's what he says. Does he say to my karma? Does he say to my demons? Does he say to materialistic people? He doesn't say that. Just like here, he doesn't call Jain Vijay doorkeeper my devotee. And he's protecting them. They've been cursed by the saintly person. And also the curse of saintly people, it's always beneficial. It's always for our own good. So whatever is going on in the spiritual world, we cannot point finger. One is right, one is wrong. Jain Vijay, they made a mistake, they made an offense. Okay, apparently, on the very first, on face value, and the very first understanding is that, you know, it was from them, and we blame them. But actually, if you go deep, it was from Krishna. He, in the heart, he instigated them to commit the offense. And, but then they got rewarded. Can you imagine fighting with the Lord? Powerful. They are not ordinary living entities. So they are very dear devotee of Krishna. And of course, when we say, you know, Nrisingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, but it's a symbol. It means he kills the demoniac tendency. Not that person. That person is his devotee who is sacrificed himself to be killed by the Lord. And the ignorant devotee thinks the Lord is good, that person is bad. Prahlad Maharaj is good, that person is bad. Asurik Bhava, that feeling of demoniac feeling was given by the Lord. As prasad, to give pleasure to the Lord. Let's try to understand that. Of course, I'm talking a little bit more, you know, it's something that we realize when we start to advance a little bit more spiritually, that we don't actually criticize, you know, those personalities who have been chosen by Krishna to fight with him. So we offer respect to demigods, to demons who have given their pastimes and pleasure to Krishna to fight with him. But there is a lesson for us to learn what to do and what not to do. So there's 2 minutes. And we ask if there is any questions. Well, there was a Mataji there. Then it will come to you, Prabhu. Yes, Hare Krishna.
So there were also many saintly people who were harassed by Hiranyakashipu, and they must have been performing sacrifices to Vishnu, which means they would be free from all sinful reactions. So how can it be said that they deserve to be tortured?
Sorry, could you repeat again? I didn't catch the very first sentence. Take a little bit away from your... Yeah, okay, speak again.
There were many saintly persons who
many
were harassed.
Many saintly persons, okay.
They would have been free from sin because of worshipping Vishnu. So how can it be said that they deserve to be punished and tortured by Hiranyakashipu?
Yes, good question as well. We don't know the past of these saintly people. Sometimes saintly people, they face death from demons, or they face death in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is described. Sometimes they, through pilgrimage, they are eaten by tigers. And there is a very powerful purport there. Or they incur an accident car accident or run over by truck. We've seen there was one Mataji, the wife of previous Italian devotee Somaka Maharaj. Prabhupada glorified her. She crossed the road distributing books, run over by truck. Do we say that she deserved it? Of course not. We don't understand there is some karma there that we have to purify, we have to face. Like a saintly person is also subject to disease, birth, death, old age. So the death may come, you know, as being killed by a demon, or the death comes of being killed by natural forces. But whatever we experience in our lives, we take everything as a prasad, Krishna's arrangement. It doesn't mean just because someone is a saintly person, it doesn't have to suffer anymore of being killed or being, you know, there is the phenomena of karma there, that they've done something to, and to be killed by Hiranyakashipu again, and Jayan Vijaya, you know, they got purified, killed by the servant of the Lord, a descendant, a personality who descends from the spiritual world, an associate of the Lord. So therefore, there is always cause behind every causes. We cannot understand, you know, the vicissitudes of a devotee. Devotees also, they suffer pain, agony. Sometimes, you know, to be killed, it could be a blessing compared to die, you know, to die of a disease in pain, you know, for many years. I had some members of my family, you know, that they were in agony with pain. And they wished, you know, they were dead. So the pain sometimes it's more uncomfortable than a swift death. A swift death, you know, that's it. You face it and no more pain. You don't have to go through the suffering of disease. And whether you are killed, you know, by, you know, it's all karma. It's something that we have done, and we have to face the reaction for that. There is not an unjust action. Nobody gets punished if he's innocent. No one will be killed by a demon if that person is innocent, because the innocent people, it says here on the first line, I declare that my devotee can never be vanquished or perished. If you are a good person, you cannot have a bad reaction. Krishna will protect you from that. But if your reaction comes to us, it means that something we have done before, whether previous lives, you know, we've been for many, many lives in this world, and we just don't remember. Sorry, you had something on this? Or it's on the same?
It's a very similar. You've covered quite a lot of it with your further explanations. I'm very privileged. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for giving such a fine class. I was just wondering, as devotees, we come across a lot of people that are delivering our karma to us, and sometimes that can be very unpalatable or very difficult to deal with.
Hmm.
How do we get that higher taste, as you're explaining, to actually realize that, you know, these themselves, although they're dealing with us very badly, they're actually devotees giving us our karma. How do we get that vision?
By, again, taking shelter of Krishna. That's why the when we become devotee, we understand these three phenomena, adidevika, adibodhika, adiatmika. They're suffering from the force of nature, the suffering from other living entity, and also suffering from your body and mind, disease, mind. So all that suffering can be dodged, avoided, or minimized, or neutralized by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, which it creates a shield, you know. It will become minimized. If you have to, you know, someone is supposed to give you a hard time, whether he's a devotee or a demon, then that reaction becomes minimized. But even if it is still there, it's due by the mercy of the Lord that it's been minimized to a little. And, you know, going back to a sandali person, sometimes a sandali person, he should, you know, suppose, hypothetically, why he's been killed by a demon. Suppose, hypothetically, that person, you know, was a murderer in previous lives. He killed many, many people. So he should be taking birth again and again and again to be killed again and again and again. But then, you know, Krishna, because of his saintly quality, Krishna minimizes it and he's killed just once. You can see? So you see the benefit there. Instead of taking birth again and again and again to be killed, he's just killed once and that's it. So there are so many, there are many things behind that in our karma, in our lives, that we don't understand why we are suffering. Apparently, why a devotee has been killed or has been crashed by an accident, or everything that happened is not by chance, but it's under the will of the Lord. And, you know, we should not blame the Lord that why bad things happen to a good person. You know, sometimes we see a good person but he's suffering. Maybe bad things happen because Krishna wants to see him, you know, completely purified. So, does it make sense? All right. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
It's grace, Vishwambar Prabhu ki.